The Social Democrats' clean tech initiative is being sold to voters on many fronts. It will mandate the percentage of Swiss power from renewable sources to be 50% by 2030. It is a job creator, proponents say, and it will allow Switzerland to be energy independent, a point Social Democrat Eric Nussbaumer emphasized.
A faster pace is necessary with the changes to renewable energy if our country wants to reduce dependency on gas and oil from Russia or the OPEC states. Who doesn't want to quicken this pace will awaken anger during the next energy fight over gas shortages or oil prices.
Part of this will be accomplished by increasing energy efficiency, but also through targeted subsidies, which drew much criticism from the political right. They think subsidies spoil a free market. Hans Killer is a Swiss People's Party MP from Aargau. There are enough examples all over Europe, he says, where an extreme government influence and intervention for renewable production leads. Spain is the most powerful example for bad policy. Spain and Germany were strong into the photovoltaic production markets and other technologies, but many companies felt the pinch when the economic crisis began pressuring many sectors of the economy. Still, Social Democrat Margaret Keener-Nellen from Bern said Switzerland needs to wake up. Switzerland is still stuck sleeping when it comes to renewable energy, she says. The initiative, New Jobs Thanks to Renewable Energy, gives us a push for new sustainable jobs. But some opposition has rested on the idea of changing renewable targets at all. Swiss People's Party MP Christoph Blocher.
I'd be happy if we could finally vote about this adventurous energy policy. Mr. Giro, you laugh, but I heard you. You don't know what a strategy is. You said you're bringing three strategies, and you bring three goals.
Blocher's appearance awoke questions from other MPs, especially after he suggested another lawmaker use a Duden dictionary to learn about strategies. Social Democrat Jacqueline Badran said the Duden isn't the only book with answers. Blocher replied,
I thank you for the witty instruction. I advised him to go to the Duden so he wouldn't have to go to such a complicated book. But I must say I've led companies my whole life with strategies, and with goals you can't do it.
The National Council's Environment Planning and Energy Committee has pursued amendments to the Energy Act as a kind of indirect counterproposal to the Social Democrats' initiative. If changes to business incentives or renewable targets are made before an initiative, maybe the initiative will be dropped. Supporters are waiting to see what the Council of State says before deciding what to do.